Brachos Daf Lamed Beis. We will start the top of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Chama B'Chanina. Rav Chama B'Chanina said, "Amoli Shalosh Mikrais Alelu. If not for these three psukim, this might be Raglim Shal Sein Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael, referred to as the enemies of Yisrael, as Lashon Saginah, in order not to say something bad about Klal Yisrael, this might be Raglim. Their legs would be cut off in Mishpat." Rashi says, but now we have an opening to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused us to do our errors because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Tzahara, like we said yesterday from Vasher Reisi, and we'll continue with that. Chadach one says in the Pasuk Vasher Reisi, it says that the one who I caused to be evil, so therefore it shows that Rashi says, Ani garamti lahem shabarasi Yetzirah, I caused it because I created the Yetzirah. Chadach says, Hini kachem b'yad Yetzirah, that they are like the clay in the hand of potter. So you see, Kenatam, so you be update in my hand, basis show. I will remove the stone heart from their basa, from their flesh. And I will replace it with a lev basa, a heart or basa. So you see that the lev oven, which refers to Yetzirah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to remove that. Rav Papa says from this pasuk, my spirit I will place in them, and then I will make you go in my way. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to make you do good. Another member from Blazer, we're going to say a bunch of members from Blazer today, just like we said before, that Chana and Elio threw their words towards Malah, which means that they said something against HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way it was a little strong against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here also Moshe did the same thing. Shenam v'ispal Moshe al Hashem, that Moshe davened to Hashem, al tikra el Hashem, al Hashem, against Hashem. Shekein, Be'er Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, koyin la'alfin, ayin v'la'ayin alfin, in the yeshiva Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they used to read b'negei drasha, they used to interchange an aleph and ayin an aleph, and nowadays we don't have a difference between aleph and ayin, but there was some sort of a difference between them. The yeshiva Rabbi Yana says from here, v'di zahav, that from the Lashon in the beginning of Devarim, that says di zahav, and my v'di zahav, what does it mean v'di zahav? I'm reading the Rabbi Yana, and he said in the yeshiva Rabbi Yana, kacham ha'meshul ha'kadosh baruch hu, so said ha'meshul ha'fedor ha'kadosh baruch hu, v'bei yishol ha'meshul kesef v'zav she'shpat l'am yisrael, because of the kesef v'zav, that you gave them so much hashpas tayvil to Klal Yisrael, ad shamudai, until they had so much that they said enough, Hugarim, that's the cause, she'asas ha'egel, because they had so much money, they became haughty, and therefore they made the egel. And Ari Noyim, he gives a marshal to this, that Ari will not roar, and will not become strong, and become crazy, and be mazik someone, metech kubashal evan, because he has a basket full of straw, al metech kubashal basa, only because you feed him well, and he has basa. Amar Isha marshal Adam, another marshal, a person, shayisalei parah kachusha, they had a weak parah, ubal sevarim, and it was a very bony body, hachilu krashin, and then you feed it well, vayis mavetet, but then starts kicking its master, amalah, and you say to him, yigarim leich, shtei mavetet bi, who caused you that you have the power and strength to kick me, el kashim shechalticha, the kashim that I gave to you to eat. Amar Chiba Abram Beich, a marshal Adam, another marshal, Adam Achash, like ben, that he had a child, chitzai, he washed himself, and he smeared him, and he gave him oils, vechiloi, vishko, and gave him good food and drink, but told him to kiss al tzavar and gave him a money bag of money around the neck by shiva pesel shel zaynis, and then you place him by the doorsteps of a zayna. Mayasa isa ben shleyachta, that what should this child do that he doesn't do averus? The same too. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us rich and gives us good things, then potentially we will do averus. That by filling someone's stomach is part of becoming part of chatoim, is that you give him too much, then he'll do averus. By his bow, that you'll become satiated. Sabu by yaram libam, then when you become satiated, your heart will be uplifted and you'll be stronger. Akin shkachuni, and therefore you'll, because you become haughty, you will forget your heart will become haughty and you'll forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So and then the same idea, then you'll turn away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By saying Mehacha, by Yishman Yishurin, by Yivad, Yisrael, who's called Yishurin, will become fat, by Yivad, and then they'll kick against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It, that was eventually made HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shinema, the case of it, basically, because I gave them so much kesef, Zav, Os, Ula, Baal, and therefore they went to the Baal. There's a Pasuk in Hosea that says basically HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying the same thing as Moshe, because they had too much kesef, Zav, that's why they went and did Avodah Zarah. The Gemara continues by Davish and Moshe. We're going to explain the Gemara about the eagles. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, Lech Reid, go down So the Gemara says, raid. My lech raid. What does it mean to go down? Rablazer says again, Rablazer, Amalek Kajbarach Lamesha, Kajbarach said to Mesha, Mesha, raid me Gloscha. Go down from the greatness that you have. Klimisat Chagdul, I only gave you greatness almost for Israel. Because of Klai Yisrael, actually, we saw Chatu. Now that the Klai Yisrael did Averis, Atalamali, what do I need you for? Or like the Bach puts in that Lama Lechagdul, why do you need this greatness? Therefore, Moshe became so weak, he became so despondent, he didn't even have strength to speak against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued and said, "Hear from men of Hashemidim, leave me alone, and I will destroy them." So Moshe realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to say that I do have power to annul this decree. It's dependent on me. He got up in his chazeh betulah, and he was in his chazeh betulah bikush rachmim, and he was back rachmim klaus for mashal melch. She calls al benay. It's mashal to melch. He got angry at his children, on his son, he was hitting great makas, and his beloved was sitting in front of me. Sorry, he didn't want to say anything to the melech. The melech says, if not for my ayiv, that's sitting in front of me, I would kill my son. So the ayiv realized, David said, Talabi, Miad Amad, Vesil, it's the same by Moshe. Va'ata nichli, because Baruch said, leave me alone, Va'icha api behem, and let me kindle my anger and my wrath against them, Va'chalim, and I will destroy them. Esa Israel Gagadol, and then I'll make you into a great nation. Well, Umal Mikro Kasav, without the Pasuk saying, after Slavery, you wouldn't be able to say, well, I'm just talking to Moshe, because Baruch, Moshe grabbed a Kaj Baruch, Ka'adam, two types of chaver, big day, like a person grabs of his friend by bag. In front of him, said, "Rabbeinu Shlomo, ina ni minachecha, ashtum chav v'tislach lahem." By the fact, he said, "Nichli." It seems that Moshe Rabbeinu was holding on to kaviyachal at Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'asay Yisrael, God, I'm going to make you into a great nation. Rabbi Lazar, Moshe Shlomo, say Kodesh Baruch Hu. Moshe said to Hashem, "Rabbeinu Shlomo, makis yishol kachol shuglayim, eni achalam v'tachol b'shas kascha." Just like this, kisei, which has Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov's chos, that it's three regalim, three legs. It can't stand in front of you in shas of your anger, kisei shoreglachad. If you're going to make me a nation, I'm going to hold Moshe Rabbeinu only by himself. Halachas kam v'kam, of course, that I won't be able to, my nation will not be able to stand in front of your kasva. El sheyesh bi boishet panim, me'avoysai. I'll also have embarrassment from my forefathers. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov will say to him, Ru'u panes, see this leader, shehem alayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed in them. Bikash gedul latzmi, he wanted to take greatness for himself. Like bikash alayim rachmim, and it wasn't in fact rachmim, and therefore, Moshe davim. Eichal Moshe pen Hashem, Moshe davim to Hashem, but use lashon v'eichal instead of lashon v'eispal. So Rabbi Lazim, l'am yishom Moshe betvilo, l'pnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad she'achlo, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Baruch Hu, that to listen to him. V'rav ama, or some say Rav ama, ad she'hevet le'nidre, until lashon v'eichal, is that he was meifu, or meichal his neder. Ksev hacha v'eichal, v'ksev hasam l'yachal tvari, therefore, Moshe was meichel. He was matir neder for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel said, "Blam shemos atzma lumisal aleim." The lashon of vaychal is the lashon of cholol, like a dead body. So he placed himself, and he was ready to accept misa. Shneva v'mayin. If not, mechinu m'sifcha. Wipe me out from your sefer, which means that I want to die myself. Blam shechal aleim midas rachmim. That he placed on them, he was able to cause Hashem to place on them his midas rachmim instead of his midas of din. Rabban Ami, Rabban said, "Lam shalom mishlof nekodesh baruch hu." Rabban shalom chulin chamasis kedavaz avaychal lashon chulin. That is profane. It's not proper for you to do such a thing and to kill our klal yisrael. Chal mishlof pnei Hashem. Tani Rabban Lezer God Elohim. Rabban Lezer God Elohim. Lam shalom mishlof nekodesh baruch hu. Ashachso achilu. That until he was so into tefillah that he got sick from it and he became sick with fever. My achilu. Rabban Lezer. Eishal atzomis is fire of the bones. My eishal atzomis. My eishal gami, which is lashon in Aramaic. Zechol Avraham Yisrael Avedecha, remember Avraham Yisrael, your servants, Hashem's battle and Bach, that you swore them Bach in yourself, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My Bach, Amar Blaza, Amar Mishlo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mishlo, El Manu Shbattel and Bishmai Varas, if you would have sworn by heavens and earth, he said, I might could say, Kshem Shmai Varas, Batele, and Kach Shu Vas, Batele, maybe a Shu could be a bottle, just like Shmai Varas could potentially be a bottle, but with Achshu, Shem Shbattel, Ahem, Bishim HaGadol, since you swore in your name, Mashim HaGadol, Chai V'Kayim, Le'ilom, 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 Kach Shu Vas, Kayamis, Le'ilom, 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 your Shu has to be Mekuyim forever. And he spoke about Klai Yisrael, that he spoke about Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that you're going to increase their children like Chalashim. And this land that I spoke, Hashem Mati. What do you mean I spoke? Hashem Mati. It's talking about Kodesh Baruch Hu that you spoke. Rablazer says Akan Divrei Talmud. Really, Chalashim is the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was paraphrasing what Hashem said. This is what Hakadosh Baruch Baruch Hu is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually agreeing to Moshe and saying that I'm going to give this land to Klai Yisrael. It's really Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kach Moshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Shalom, Tzvarim Shemati Li Lechem Olehem Yisrael, Bishmi, originally you told me to go and tell by the snare. Rashi says, Amati Li, you told me, El Eschem Me'oni Mitzrayim El Eretz Tevur Chavos, you told me I'm going to give this land. Halachti V'mati Lam Bishmecha, Bishimcha, I told him in your name. Achshem Ani, if you're not going to give it to them, what should I tell them? What do you mean, Yichoz Hashem? Yichoz Hashem, Lashon Kevi, Yichoz Hashem, Yibai Yilei. Amar Laz, Amar Meshul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Shalom, Achshem, Yimri, Oem Musa, Oem Musa, Oem Musa, Tosh Kevi, 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 you weaken like a woman, like a female, but in Yichol Hatzon, you can't save them. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Valik Faro, Nisim, Gurus, Shas Yislam, Al Yom. They saw such great Nisim, of course I could have strength. Amar Lafan, Rabbi Ben Shalom, Meshul said, Hadayin Yishlam, Leima, Lemel Hecha, Yichol Hatzon, maybe for Pari, and Mitzrayim, you were able to stand against, but Shalish Vechol Malchum, for 31 kings in Canaan, in Yichol Hatzon, and that's why you're going to kill them now. Amar Bechem, Nayin, Shachaz, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hitler, Meshul, how do you know Kadosh Baruch Hu was Maidish, Nevi, Yem Hashem, Hashem, Sel Selachti, Kidvarecha, like your word. Tani Dvei Rabbi Shmuel, Kidvarecha, Asidim, Umus Elam, Leim, Akein. You're right, like your words, the Umus Elam will eventually, or would have eventually said this. Asher Talmud, Shirav, Maidlai, praise the Talmud that his master is Maidim, Vulam. Chayani, the Gemara continues, Amrav, Rav, Mibitzok, Malam, Hashem, Malam, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Maishem, Maishem, Chesen, Bidvarecha, through your words, you gave me life by the Umus Elam, that the Umus Elam now will respect my strength. Darish Rav Samoy, Lailu Sadam Shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu Vachach Samoy. First you say Shvach to Kodesh Baruch Hu, like we say Mogad Avram, we say Gvurus, and we say Kedusha Hashem, and how do you know it's Mimba Yishad Chsiv, Eschan Al Hashem, Beis Hashem, he davin, but it says first, Chsiv Hashem Alakim, Ata Chalais Laris Tzav Tchaz, God Lachav Eser Tchach Chazaka, you have already started to show us your greatness, and your Yad Chazak Hashem, you come with Shemai Ba'oz, she asked Masech Chav Eser, so we spoke about Kodesh Baruch Hu's Gvura, Chsiv Asrei, and then it says, Eben Avar Yisrat Teva, then Moshe Rabbeinu first, is Kodesh Baruch Hu to take him in territory to Saul. Simon, the Gemara gives Meisim, Tzedakah, Karman, Koyin, Tainz, Menal, Basil, the Gemara gives seven different words that correspond to the next Gemara. Rav Blazo, Lama Beis, Lama Beis. Rav Blazo says, G'dayu Tvila, Yaisim, Meisim, Tevim. Tvila is greater than Meisim, Tevim. She'in Lucha, Godel, Meisim, Tevim, Yaisim, Meisha, Rabbeinu. No one's greater than Meisim, Tevim than Meisha. Al Bikin, Lainan, Lama Tvila, that he needed Tvila in addition to Meisim, Tevim, Shinema, Al Tezim, Dabe, Elai, Vesamachlei, Ali, Resha, Pisco. That once he said that he started Dabe, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, go up to Resha, Pisco, so he was responded to in his tefillah. Rav Blazer, the Titus says, "Mr. Tzedakah, Titus is greater than Tzedakah. My time is Zeb Guf, Zeb Maynoi. Titus is you're afflicting your Guf. Zeb Maynoi, one is you're giving away your money. Rav Blazer, the tefillah is from Kabbalas. Tefillah is greater than Kabbalas. I'm a lomli to Yisuf Chaychem. That it says that Hakadosh Baruch Hu says in Yeshaya that why do I need the abundance of Yisuf Chaychem? And then it says Viksev Prasachem Kapechem. Also about davening, it says Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying also he doesn't want davening, but the fact that he starts off for Kabbalas and then he says even not only that I don't want Kabbalas, I don't want your tefillahs. You see that tefillah is greater than kabbanis. In the same passage, it says that it says when you'll spread out your hands, which was referring potentially to beres kaidim. So therefore, in that passage, it says your hands are full of blood. So you see a person who is a harik snavish shouldn't be, no, he says kappa. From the day that the Chumun Habayis happened, the Shari Tefillah will close up, even when I cry out, Shasam Tefillasi, my Tefillah is closed up, even the Shari Tefillah is null, that listen to my Tefillah Hashem and my cries, Hazina El Dimasi, that listen to my dima, al tachresh, don't stop listening to them, which means they'll always be listened to. Rava, legaz taniz b'yem d'iva, Rava was never going to the tainis on a cloudy day, mishum shenama, sakaisab anulach, ma'avot tefillah, that if there was an anan, it was covered with anan, then the tefillah will not go past that. So you see the idea that on the yom d'iva, for whatever reason, that's not a good day for a tainis. Rava Malaza, Malaza is another member, b'yem shechar b'yisamin, nivskal chaymiz basil b'yin yisrael, b'yim shbashmayim, there was a chaymiz basil, there was an iron wall that was placed between the Klal Yisrael and their father in heaven, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shnama, Ba'at HaKachachom Machbas Basil, take for yourself an iron pan, V'nisata Yisrael, and place it Kir Basil, is a wall of Basil, Ben Chol Ben Eir, and talking about Yecheskel, Yecheskel was giving a simon that just like this pan that he placed in this area is iron, and it's a blockade. Also, there was a Kir that was placed between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Kana Ramachanino, Kama Machbet Filosei, if someone is Ma'arpet Fasa, ain't Filosei Chazeres Reikam, then your tefillah will be responded to. Moshe Rabbeinu. We know it's from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Baal Hashem. I davened Hashem because of Baserv. Yishma Hashem alai. Gam upam ha'id. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded. So any that's going by the eagle when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for 40 days, 40 nights. So Gemara says it's true that if you daven and you marach b'tfilas, it works. If you marach b'tfilas, if you marach b'tfilas, and Rashi explains that ma'ayim over here means that you are mitzapa shatas b'kashosei al yidei harchasei, that you're hoping and you believe that it's going to happen because I daven so much. It's almost like a school that has to be a kashbaruch will answer. And then it won't happen. So therefore, your hope will be for nothing, and it'll be a pain. Your heart will be in pain. So therefore, the Gemara says, that if you hope and you spread out your hope and false hope in some sense, because you're not certain that'll happen, then it'll cause pain to your heart. So the Chayyar, what do you say before the Karmak B'tfasa into Yasa Chazir HaSureikam? The Gemara says, Ma'i Tekante, L'mai, so what should you do? Yasa B'tari, you should learn Torah, that will help. Shana V'Yitzchayim, Tava Ba, that through Yitzchayim, that you'll get what you desire. But in Yitzchayim, El Torah, Yitzchayim is Torah, Shana V'Yitzchayim, L'Kum Zubra. But the Gemara still has the Kasha. The Gemara says, L'Kasha, on the Marach, Ma'ayim Ba, it depends. If you marach between any ma'ayim ba'ayim, you hope and you say that it has to happen and it has to work, that's not going to work. But if you do it between me, the marach, if you're not hoping, you're not saying to yourself it must happen, and you're just hoping that Hashem will help you, but it's not a given, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. If a person sees that he's davening is not being responded to, Yatzav Yisbal continues davening. If you daven and you hope to Hashem, and then even if it doesn't work, you strengthen your heart, the kavil Hashem, you daven again, then that will help. You need four things: strengthening. These are the four things. Torah, Ma'isim Tovim, Tefillah, V'derech Eretz. Torah, Ma'isim Tovim. Torah, Ma'isim Tovim. How do you know that? That you know that minayin shnema rachazak v'amitz miad moed lishma v'lasis to do kechol ha'Torah. Chazak means b'Torah v'amitz is b'maisim tovim. Tefillah minayin had you know tefillah shnema kavil Hashem chazak v'am sebechah kavil Hashem. You have to be chazak v'am sebechah by tefillah. Derech Eretz minayin had you know Derech Eretz. Rashi says if he's a woman who luminasay. And what does it mean? She's chazak adam and tamid b'chol kaychah. You have to work hard in order to do whatever you're going to do. You have to work hard in order for it to happen. And what do you know from? Shenema chazak min chazak ba'adameinu. V'atayimat tziyayin. And Yerushalayim will say, Azavani Hashem. And Bnei Yisrael will say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left us. V'Hashem shachrenu. Hashem forgot us. So Hayinu Zuh, Hayinu Shkuchah, it seems to be a double lashon. If a person gets a man gets married to another woman and he takes another wife, of course he remembers the first wife. But you, you left us and you forgot us. It's not true. I didn't forget you. I created 12 mazels in Rukiya. And on each mazel I created 30 armies. And I created 30 legions on them. Another idea of a sar on top of that. On each one of them had me 365,000 10,000, which is 3.65 billion kechavim. On each one of these, kenegdi meisacham, which is kenegdi meisacham kulam barasi, and all of that means the entire creation of the world was only el bishvilcha because you vata ma'ata. And you say, "Is I forgot you." Of course, I didn't forget you. Hasishach isha ula, will a woman forget her child? So Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, the lashon ula is lashon of the oiles. Kulam eshkach oiles elam. Will I forget the oiles elam? Will petrich rachamim shekatz l'fanu? But maybe you brought so many kabbalas to me. I'll always remember that. Amar l'fanu, the Klal Yisrael said, "Rabbeinu Shalom, hoyel vein shichlam tishkus chavedecha." Shem leisishli ma'ase eagle. Maybe you won't forget the eagle either. Amalah, he said to Klal Yisrael, "Gam el tishkachna." I will forget the ma'ase eagle, where it says, "Ela elohecha Yisrael." So Klai says, since you may forget, maybe you forget my Sinai to me. And the same pasuk, it says, that says, that I won't forget. We said in Mishnah, before they daven, would wait 1 hour. It says, Ashi, the ones who sit in your house. And then it says, afterwards you stop being Mahalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but first you have to sit, and you have to first be wait for a while before you start davening. Not only before the tefillah you have to daven, you wait, also after tefillah you should wait as well. First you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Yeshu Yishar Mespanecha, and then afterwards you'll sit and in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu without doing anything. So you see, after tefillah you still wait. We learned in the Brisa similarly, how repeat of the Gemara. The Gemara continues. They used to wait before davening, then they davened an hour, and then wait another hour. So the Gemara says, if you have three tefillahs and 3 hours for each tefillah, then you have 9 hours a day with tefillah. How do you have the Torah be mishtamer? How do you have Torah malachta nichnasas? How do you do any work? The Gemara says, let me take a like Rashi says, that Teres Mishtamez B'Teich Libam, Shein Talmud Mishtakech, they won't forget the Torah, and therefore they'll have it forever. We'll stop over here.